Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Elsie.
And Elsie, I just saw on Instagram this really, really cute cafe.
Uh-huh.
I really want to take you there. I think you'll like it.
Where is it?
It's a little bit far. It's all the way in Muzha.
Muzha?
Mm.
Do you know how to get there?
Well, I know we can take a taxi.
Sure, but I'm trying to save some money, you know?
Okay, well, yeah, you know, we work hard. We should try to save some money.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we can take the MRT.
Oh.
I can take a look and see how we can get there.
Yeah, we can check Google Map and see how we can get there by public transportation.
Oh, okay. Well, luckily, we live in Taipei, so getting around in Taipei is really so convenient.
That's right, and is today's article about public transportation too?
That's right. Today's article is all about taking the MRT.
Ooh.
And Pat and Laura are here to help us. So let's take a look at our article.
Reading. Using public transportation in Taipei.
Pat sees Laura on the MRT.
Hey Laura, long time no see.
How's life at your new high school?
I was nervous at first, but I made a ton of new friends.
Wow, it sounds like you're on top of the world.
Not really. My new school is much farther away. It takes an additional 30 minutes to get there.
I can relate to that. I really dislike long commutes, especially when I can't find a seat. This book bag is so heavy.
I see a few empty seats over there. Why don't we sit down?
Those are priority seats. They're for children, the elderly, and the disabled.
They got rid of that rule. Check out this new sign. It says that priority seats are for anyone in need, including you.
I wasn't aware of that. I'm still worried that people will give me dirty looks if I sit there.
That's your call. Anyway, this is my stop. I have to transfer to catch the bus. Catch you later.
Pat waves to Laura and exits the car.
All right, so we see that they're taking the MRT because Pat sees Laura on the MRT.
Oh, so both Pat and Laura are on the MRT. 我们会用到 on 这个介系词呢，加上可以直立进入的交通工具，比如说 on the bus, on the plane, on the train, and here they are on the MRT.
That's right, and the MRT is in Taipei. Now, I know for different cities, they call it different things, so if we have time later, we can take a look at that. All right, so Pat says, hey, Laura,Long time no see. Now, when you tell someone, long time no see, this is here to mean that you haven't seen this person in a very, very long time. Maybe it's been a couple of months, it's been a couple of weeks, or even a couple of years. So when you see them and you meet them after a very long time, you can say, hey, long time no see.
Long time no see. I haven't seen you for a long time.Are there any other ways to say to people that you haven't seen them for a while?
We can say, I think long time no see or wow, it's been a while.
Oh,
it's been a while.
It's been a while. So we have long time no see, it's been a while. I haven't seen you for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen you for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I guess these four are very useful.
That's right. Long time no see is the easiest one,
yeah.
I think. All right, so next, Laura says, how's life at your new high school?
Oh, okay. 打招呼完就问候啦。所以 Laura 就问 Pat 说啊，新高中生活如何呢？
All right, so yeah, they probably haven't seen each other for a while because Pat is at a new high school. And then I guess they were classmates before, now they're...in different schools, so it's really been a long time for them.
Mm-hmm.
Pat says, I was nervous at first, but I made a ton of new friends. Now, at first, here is a phrase and it means in the beginning. So yes, I think when you go to a new school, you are very nervous at first.
At first, 也就是 in the beginning, 一开始的意思。那如果相反我们要说最后我们会讲啊 at last, 或者是 in the end.、
Mm-hmm.
So Pat was nervous at first. How did he feel at that time?
Okay, well, nervous is our vocabulary word. It's spelled N-E-R-V-O-U-S, nervous. And it means you show feelings of being very worried or you're afraid of what might happen next. For example, what if you had to sing in front of the whole school? No, you might feel really scared or you might feel afraid, right? Well, we can say you are nervous, okay? Maybe you're afraid that your voice won't sound good, or worse, you might do something very embarrassing. So yes, you will feel very, very nervous about that. You can also say, I got butterflies in my stomach. And this also means that you're very, very nervous about something. Maybe you see the boy or girl that you really like at school. You can get butterflies in your stomach. For example, we can say Gina felt nervous waiting for her job interview.
So instead of saying, I'm nervous, 我好紧张, I can also say, I have butterflies in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
就像是如果真的有蝴蝶在你的肚子里面飞来飞去,你会有坐立难安的感觉。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Pat was nervous. He had butterflies in his stomach. However, he made a ton of friends afterwards.A ton of means a lot of, right?
That's right. So now he has a lot of friends. Good job, Pat. All right, next, Laura says, Wow, it sounds like you're on top of the world. Now, on top of the world is our shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Shortcut for you.
I had such a good time last weekend, Pat.
Why? What did you do?
I went hiking on Yangming Shan.
Ooh.
The view up there is so beautiful.
Sounds like you were on top of the world.
Not really. There are taller mountains around the world after all.
You're right, but that's not what I meant. If you are or feel on top of the world, you're extremely happy.Or in a very good mood because things are going well for you.
I'm on top of this. On top of the world means 非常幸福，春风得意。
That's right. You feel exactly like Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic.
I'm the king of the world. Woo-hoo!
Woo! King of the world!
Pat definitely feels on top of the world now, or it means he's very happy and he's in a very good mood because things are going well for him. So good job, Pat, for making new friends. All right, next, the article says, Pat says, Not really. My new school is much farther away. It takes an additional 30 minutes to get there. Okay, so we would think Pat is happy to make friends.
Yeah.
But he says there's only one thing that he's not so happy about. He's really not on top of the world yet because...Now he has to take an extra 30 minutes to get to school.
Right. 我们看到 additional 这个字是额外的多出来的。Pat 要多花30分钟才能够到他的新学校。所以他也不是太高兴。
I don't like traveling too far as well. It makes me really, really tired because I have to wake up even earlier just to go there.
And you have to get home late.
Exactly. Well, Laura says, I can relate to that.I really dislike long commutes, especially when I can't find a seat. This book bag is so heavy, so I definitely agree with Laura. If I have to travel somewhere very long, I hope that I can sit down and rest for a bit.
Right.
Now, when you commute somewhere, or when you have long, or you have long commutes, or you have a commute, this means to travel regularly from one place to another place. So it could be between your house and your school, or for people, it could be from work to home. Those are called commutes.You travel to these places regularly.
Commute 在课文里头呢是名词，代表通勤，也就是上下班往返或是上下学往返。那 commute 也可以当作动词哦。我们可以说啊 ，to commute from A to B， 在 A、B 两处往返。
Mm-hmm. So how do you commute to work every day?
I commute to work by.MRT. What about you?
I take the MRT and the bus sometimes, depending on where I am. Because sometimes it's actually quicker to take the bus than the MRT.
But how long?
It depends. Like if it's a short distance, I would say within 30 minutes, I can take the bus. But if I really need to get to somewhere even quicker, I'll probably take the MRT. Or if I'm even in a rush, I'll probably take a taxi.
Yeah.
And spend a little bit of money. But, okay, I try not to do that. We try to take public transportation because it's environmentally friendly as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so next, in the article, Pat says, I see a few empty seats over there. Why don't we sit down?
Pat 接下来说，哎，有空的座位，我们干嘛不坐下来呢？Why don't we sit down?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Laura says, those are priority seats. They're for children, the elderly, and the disabled. So yes, that's right. On the MRT, we have two different colors of seats. We have the dark blue ones, which are the priority seats, and then we have the light blue ones for everybody to sit on. Laura says the priority seats are for children, the elderly, and the disabled. When you're disabled, it just means you cannot physically or maybe mentally perform something because maybe you're sick, you have an illness, or maybe you're injured. So the prefix dis, D-I-S, means not. And able means can't. So it means you're not able to do something maybe because of like your sickness or an injury. So if you can't run, okay, so for example, if you can't run because of an injury, it means you're disabled for now.
Disabled 这个形容词啊，指的是残疾的。那 the disabled 代表的是残疾人士。Laura 刚刚说啊，那些是 priority seats 啊，不外坐诶，除了是给小孩和残疾人士坐的之外，也是给 the elderly 坐的。
When we talk about elderly people, it's to talk about people who are older in age. So maybe people who are above 60 or 65 or even older. So for example, your great-grandparents or your grandparents are considered to be elderly. Now we can also add the in the front, so the elderly, to talk about the group of people in that age group. All right, for example, we can say the lovely elderly couple still do many things together, such as go to the movies,and take a walk in the park.
Elderly 这个形容词是上了年纪的老的，那 the elderly 就是指的是老人。Yeah, so the seats are for them, not for us.
But actually, there is a new rule. Did you know this?
Really? I didn't know about that.
I didn't know as well. Pat is going to explain it to us. He says, they got rid of that rule.Check out this new sign. It says that priority seats are for anyone in need, including you.
Okay. So to get rid of something is 摆脱去除某物. They got rid of that rule. 他们已经删除那项规定了. So who are these seats for now?
All right. Well, they said these seats are for people in need as well. So you don't have to be disabled. You don't have to be an elderly person or you don't have to be a child. It could be anyone.That is in need. Now, this phrase means that they really need something. It could be things like money, good health, clothes, food, or even just a seat because maybe you're really sick, maybe you're really tired, or you're injured, or you're pregnant. Okay, you have a baby on the way and you need to sit down. Those are people in need.
In need 代表的是有需要的。那这个片语当中啊 ，need 是一个名词哦。For example, we should help people in need. 我们应该要帮助需要接受帮助的人。而现在呢，只要是有需要的人都可以使用博爱座。Anyone in need can sit in priority seats.
That's right, I agree. I think it's okay to sit in the priority seats unless you see somebody who really, really needs it. So if I'm healthy and I'm tired and I want to sit down, it's okay for me to sit down.
It is okay.
If I see an elderly person or if I see someone that's injured or they look sick, they look tired, I should give up my seat because priority seat means toto let them sit down first.
因为 priority 这个字就是优先的意思。
That's right. All right, next, let's see what Laura says. She says, I wasn't aware of that. I'm still worried that people will give me dirty looks if I sit there. That's true. I didn't know about this new rule as well. But, you know, don't worry. No one's going to give you a dirty look. When you give somebody a dirty look, this phrase means that you look at somebody, maybe because you really disapprove of them, or maybe you're upset or you're angry at them. It's to give them kind of like a, hey...No, kind of look. Maybe your parents.
Or sitting in there.
Your parents might give you a dirty look if you don't listen to them.
So to give somebody a dirty look, 代表的是恶狠狠瞪着某人或者是翻白眼。比如说啊，why are you, why is your face like that?
That was a dirty look.
Yeah, that was a dirty look. Yeah,
so...Rolling your eyes can be a dirty look, or even...
Let me try.
Okay, let me see. Oh, you're really good at this. I think we're really good at this. We probably do this quite often.
Yeah.
Well, for example, that could be a dirty look. And it just means that we kind of disapprove of something or we're not happy about something. And we don't really want to say it, so we use our face to express it. Now, Laura says she wasn't aware of this rule. I wasn't aware as well. But let's take a look at what this means. The word aware is an adjective and it means to know about something. To know that you know that a problem or a situation exists. Usually, aware, we add of to the end. So, for example, Kelly wasn't aware of the problem at the store. Or, the manager is aware of the situation now.
Aware 这个形容词代表是意识到的、知道的。To be aware of something 代表是知道、意识到某件事。And Laura now is aware of that.、Mm-hmm. She knows anyone in need can sit in priority seats, 但是她还是担心别人会瞪她。
Don't worry, Laura. If you're in need, you can sit down in the priority seats. It's、
yep.
fine. All right, Pat says...That's your call. So when you say that's your call, it means that's your decision. And then Pat says, anyway, this is my stop. I have to transfer to catch the bus. Catch you later.
That's your call. 那是你的选择。That's your choice. That's your decision. 要不要做就随便你了。And Pat has to transfer.
Right, he's going to transfer from the MRT to the bus.Whoa, poor Pat. Now, when you need to transfer, this verb means to move from one place to another place. So, for example, I need to transfer trains at Taipei Main Station. It means you're moving from one train or one MRT line to another one. Or even sometimes you might need to, when you get to a place, you need to transfer from the MRT to the bus. So, we can say, we need to take the MRT and then transfer to a bus.Now, we can also transfer objects as well. For example, I will transfer the money to you soon. That means I will move my money from my bank account to your bank account. Yeah? Or I can say, can you transfer me to customer service if I'm on the phone? So maybe on the phone with someone, I have a problem. I'm not in the right area of where to call. I can say, can you please transfer me to customer service? So can you please move me from this line, this phone line to the other line? And that's what transfer means.
Transfer 这个动词啊，在课文当中当的是转车的意思。To transfer from A to B, 从 A 转车到 B. I need to transfer from green line to blue line. Where can I transfer at? 我需要从绿线转到蓝线，我可以在哪里转车呢？除了转车之外呢，还可以转账 transfer money， 还可以转接电话 transfer a phone call。另外呢，还有转学的意思哦。After he got into trouble at his school, his parents transferred him to a new school。在他闯祸之后，他的父母将他转到新的学校去了。
Ooh, he's a naughty boy then.Maybe you can also transfer schools when you go to college. Mm-hmm. I know some people, when they go to the first year of college, they realize the school's not for them. They try to transfer to another place. But it's all normal. It's fine. All right, so let's continue reading the article. We see that another scenario is where Pat waves to Laura and exits the car. So he's saying goodbye to her. When he exits something, this verb means to leave or to go out of a place. It can also be a situation as well.For example, if you want to leave a place, we can say you can exit the building or exit the parking lot or exit the school. If it's a situation, we can say the team had to exit the game because too many players were sick. Okay, all the players in there were getting the flu probably and they couldn't play, so they had to leave the game. We can also use another sentence like this. Everyone had to exit the building for the fire drill.
Exit 这个动词是离开，它还可以当名词用哦，代表就是出口。所以我们看到那个逃生门上面的那个标志、mm-hmm. ，exit 就会写在那边。那进入的话呢，我们说是 enter， 所以入口处你会看到的是 entrance。
Mm-hmm.
所以最后 Pat 跟 Laura 挥挥手离开了车厢。So Tiffany, if you were Laura, would you sit in the priority seat?
Yeah, if there's nobody else that needs it, I'll probably sit down first. And if I see someone, like an elderly person or someone who really needs it more than me, then I will stand up and let them sit down.
Good job.
Yeah, what about you?
Same as you.
Right? You don't have to worry about people giving you dirty looks. It's fine. And
sometimes I'm kind of worried about that.
Well, if they do give you a dirty look, you can say, hey, there's a new rule. Do you see the sign? And then I think you could tell
them. And there's also kind of stickers that you can use.
That's right.
To show that you're in need.
That's right. So don't worry about it. If you really need the seat, go ahead and sit down because it's better to be comfortable than to feel uncomfortable on a public transportation. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question for today is, do you feel comfortable sitting in priority seats? Why or why not?
No, I don't.
You don't? You still are afraid that people will give you dirty looks or something?
If I'm feeling okay, I don't think I'll sit in a priority seat. I'm scared of dirty looks that people may give me. I'm just like Laura.
Oh, okay.
But if I'm not feeling well, I'll sit in it, of course. If they give me dirty looks, and I'll close. If they give me dirty looks, I'll probably close my eyes and
try not to look at them.
Yeah, just to avoid any dirty looks.
Oh, don't worry. If someone gives you a dirty look, I'll give them a dirty look.
But thank you.
She is in need.
I'm in need.
She needs to sit down.
Yeah.
I think I'm okay with it because maybe I'm just a little bit shameless. Only if I need it. I mean, if there's other seats available, of course I'll choose the other seats. But if there really is nothing around and nobody's sitting in it, why not, right? All right, so would you guys feel comfortable sitting in priority seats? It's okay, actually. So I think it's okay for people to know more about this and to change this idea.
Yeah.
All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We'll see you guys soon.
See you.
Bye.
Using public transportation in Taipei.
Pat sees Laura on the MRT.
Hey, Laura. Long time no see.
How's life at your new high school?
I was nervous at first, but I made a ton of new friends.
Wow, it sounds like you're on top of the world.
Not really. My new school is much farther away. It takes an additional 30 minutes to get there.
I can relate to that. I really dislike long commutes, especially when I can't find a seat. This book bag is so heavy.
I see a few empty seats over there. Why don't we sit down?
Those are priority seats. They're for children, the elderly, and the disabled.
They got rid of that rule. Check out this new sign. It says that priority seats are for anyone in need, including you.
I wasn't aware of that. I'm still worried that people will give me dirty looks if I sit there.
That's your call. Anyway, this is my stop. I have to transfer to catch the bus. Catch you later.
Pat waves to Laura and exits the car. Vocabulary review. Nervous. Natasha couldn't help but feel nervous before the school play started. Elderly. The elderly woman thanked Jeffrey for helping her with her heavy bags. Aware. You don't eat meat? I wasn't aware of that. Transfer. We can take the fast train to Kaohsiung, but we'll have to transfer to a bus there. Exit. Passengers should remain seated until the captain says it's okay to exit the plane.